There you are.
I've been looking all over for you. Oh, no worries. Well, I suppose since we are married now, we have to try and establish a common ground. Well, let's point the elephant in the room. It was very clear that you and I didn't want this. But it was not in our hands, unfortunately. I mean, I certainly saw this moment coming, haven't you? I was not expecting it with you. At all. Well, I guess it could have been worse, right? You could have been an older, creepy man who is obsessed with younger women, younger princesses, and that, ones like me. Well, we spent the entire day fighting. Quite frankly, I'm sick of fighting, so maybe we need to calm down for a second and learn how to get along. We are royalty. It is our duty and our responsibility to take this on and try and make it work. For the sake of both of our kingdoms and the sake of our people who are depending on us. I don't know. I don't know. That's why I need you to cooperate with me. I did not want this just as much as you. But here we are. Together in a room. And we are full-grown adults. Plus, while it might be very embarrassing to admit, I have prepared for this moment. Well, rather, my mother was the one that prepared me for this moment, so I am very prepared to share a bed with you. You don't have to make it so hard. Look, I am hating every second in this castle. I hate it. I want to leave. I want to go back to my room. But I can't. I hate that you're acting as if I'm the one that planned this. It wasn't in my hands. Tell me, did you love someone else before they decided to wed you? You didn't? So, what's the problem? Am I that horrible? No, sorry. Sorry, I don't know what got into me. Or in my manners, I'm very confident indeed. And quite frankly, I do not care if you are into me or not. This isn't something we can control anymore. It's not in our hands. It's too late. We're together. We need to act like we are together. For the sake of everyone else. They all believe that we are happily in love, so we must make them believe that forever. I'm not unbearable to look at. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, my parents, they've been preparing me for this ever since I was a child. For as long as I can remember, all that my mother and father cared about was making me this perfect, amazing, flawless princess. that gets to wed one day to an amazing prince who is equally as good as her. My mother used to read me all these stories about princes and princesses falling in love. I know they seem too good to be true. And, she had been preparing me to be the perfect wife. Frankly, I just wasn't prepared. As much as I like to admit, and maybe lie to myself and say that I was ready for this, I wasn't, and I'm sure you weren't either. But at least we come from the same backgrounds, we understand each other well, and we're in this together, right? I promise I will do whatever I can to make this healthy. I'm glad. I know that you and I, we never got along. God, I honestly could not stand you when we were younger. Whenever you would come over, I guess I was jealous. You did not have the same duties I had. You weren't forced to do the things I was. Frankly, everything felt a bit misogynistic. But who am I to say anything about it? I could never say a thing to my father. It's like talking to a wall. But at least you're hearing me out, so thank you. What? You mean that? I'm not the worst option. Well, gee, thank you. That makes me very happy to know that I'm not the worst option for you. I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. Hey. Do you mind if I kiss you? Just for a second. No? I apologize. I wanted to get it out of the way, and I actually like it a lot. I was saving my first kiss for somebody special, but now that you and I are married, it's not like I can save it much anymore, can I? We have to be together, and actually, I kind of like you. I'm willing to make this work if you are. Amazing. That's great. My father would be thrilled, as I'm sure yours will as well. But I need you to know that you shouldn't feel pressure to do this at all. If you need more time or anything like that. No? You're sure? Okay. We are already husband and wife. We have to share a bed. Now we kissed. So at least we got the awkward side out for a minute, right? Right. So, should we get into bed? Okay. No, it's fine. You don't have to give me all the blanket. Really. I don't want you to freeze to death at night. You wanna cuddle? Well, sure. I'll be the small spoon. You are much bigger than me, so yeah, it makes more sense. For now. Unless you like it the other way, then I wouldn't mind giving you a return either. Alright. Wow, you are very warm. Hey. Would you have wished to have been married to someone else? Truthfully? Yeah. No, I'm happy as well. And quite excited. I have lots of amazing ideas up my sleeve. I'm a great cook. Actually, I'm great at doing many things, as you will discover along the way. But I can't wait to do it all with you. I'm actually the happiest I've been in a while, and it's thanks to you. You've been respectful. Maybe not too much, since you and I have not been getting along much. But you have been very respectful with me and patient, and I appreciate that more than anything, so thank you. Alright, I suppose we should get some sleep. We have a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Yes, we're gonna eat lots of food. I'm excited. Alright, good night.